one hive mentality. And we are set now for the action as Lancaster will kick off to Richland Center. The Hornets will send a couple men back deep to receive. Jaden Shep is heading back there along with Brenton Baker. Also, we'll see the up man as Kaizan Schwitzenberg and also Brady Dosh. For the Arrows, kickoff man is Nolan Wolf. And the Hornets will have the football first here tonight. Hope you enjoy it. Fourth week of the season broadcast, our game of the week tonight. Here goes Wolf with a hand up. And here's the approach, and this one will end over end and will be caught. No, it bounces a couple of right around the 18-yard line, and now picked up and spun around is the return man and brought down right there. Nowhere to go for Banker and brought down right away by the Arrows. That's where the Hornets will take over. They'll be on their own 20-yard line. Richland Center's offense at the line. Center Braden Kleppe. The guards are Ethan Bindle and Cruz Salazar. The tackles are Aiden Cook and Abe Bosworth. In the backfield for Richland Center, quarterback Jaden Shep, running back Fletcher Harper and Brady Dosh, and also it'll be fullback Wes Bosworth lining up tonight. Also on the receiving end, Avery McGlynn and Liam Fingerson. First and 10, Hornets, here we go from the 20-yard line, Richland Center zone. Awaiting the snap from center, Jaden Shep hands off to the halfback, and Dosh, there was a glimpse of a hole. He'll put his shoulder down and get out to the 23. Tackled by Samaje Benson and Quentin Pussell. Second down and about 7 yards to go for Richland Center. Not a bad play and gain on the opening series on the first down play. Play comes in from the sidelines and will be ushered into the huddle. Richland Center driving toward the Highway 14 end zone here in the opening quarter of action. And they will head to the football. One man splitting out wide to the left. The Hornets kind of try to take some time in between plays. And when they have the ball in their hand, kind of control the clock a little bit. Shep will operate out of a shotgun. A man in motion, Bosworth from the far side. Here's the snap and a fake handoff. Shep going to keep it himself. The quarterback is spun around and dropped down. Behind the line of scrimmage, the quarterback option is snuffed out by the Arrows. Number 28 of the play, Nolan Hankey. Hankey makes the play. D-line includes Preston Clements and T.J. Nelson, along with Connor Brewer. And the linebackers include Nolan Hankey and Jackson Seipel, Aiden Hawk, Brady McCartney, and Devin Clark, along with Toy Raggetts, Brady Schmitz, and Dane Kaufman in the defensive secondary for the Arrows. Third down and 11 for Richland Center from the 19. Awaiting the snap, out of the shotgun, Shep. They're coming after him. Now he's going to run it himself. Dops a little pass, and the Hornets have it. They're going to get a little running room, and they've got a first down. How about that? Nice play, a little dump-off pass, and caught there, and hitting upfield was Brady Dosh for the first down. So the Hornets add some receiving yards, and they get their first down. That'll move the sticks up to the 38-yard line. Shep did a good job of hanging in there until the very last moment. They were coming after him, and he makes the play. Avery McGlynn runs the play from the near side for the Hornets. And now they'll break committee and head to the line. Ball is marked at the Richland Center, 38-yard line. Ball is on the stadium side hash mark. Offset eye, Shep under center. There's the snap from Kleppe. Hand off for the second man through, and it is Dosh. Pulls across the 40 to the 42-yard line. So a strong run on first down. It's nearly five, but we'll call it four. Second down and 6 yards to go. Brody Krubel, number 16, on the stop for the Arrows. And the Hornets finding they can move the ball here against Lancaster tonight. First quarter, 9:47 remaining. No score in the ball game. The Hornets up to the football. Kleppe set to snap the football. They'll look around. Shep will take it from under center. There's the snap. Fakes to Bosworth. Now pitches to Dosh, trying to follow his big blockers, and he's going to lay across the 45 to the 46. Got close to the first down. Following the blocking of Braden Kleppe pulling out there. And number 72, Aiden Cook, Third down and a short yardage play coming up for the Hornets. Looking all right here on this offensive drive. Controlling the clock and keeping the ball going. Richland Center to the football. Third down play. The Arrows stretching out now. They've got four down linemen. Everybody else in the linebacking spot with a safety back about 10 yards. There's the snap. Handoff for Bosworth. He's got a first down. Bowls over the pile all the way to the Lancaster 45-yard line. Bosworth with a great run. Olin Henke on the stop. So the sticks move on. Richland Center's second first down on this drive, and they're looking all right. Going at it using good mechanics. McGlynn will run the play in from the near side. Richland Center in the home orange with white lettering. Lancaster white with blue lettering. You won't confuse these uniforms. Vastly different. First down and 10 for the Hornets from the 45-yard line of Lancaster. Jaden Shep, the sophomore quarterback, shouting out the signals. Man in motion, that's Bosworth. Handoff, Dosh trying to run left tackle. Squirts through, 40, 35. Dosh down the sidelines. And run down to the 20 of Lancaster by Quinton Plessel. Great run by Richland Center and executed really well. Hornets showing some really good patience right now and letting the plays develop. In for the sidelines, number 20, Duncan Harper running the play in. So they're in huddle and ready to roll. First and 10 from the 23-yard line of Lancaster. Richland Center on the opening drive has looked pretty good. Now in the red zone, we'll try to get something done here. Shep looks it over. The line is set. Three men in the backfield. Lancaster showing blitz. There's the snap from center. Hand off, nowhere to go, up the middle, and the running back, Dosh, is stopped behind the line of scrimmage. Nowhere to run. Brady Dosh brought down by Jackson Seifel and Nolan Henke, and the Hornets lose some yardage back to the 25. Loss of 3 yards. They will go back to committee. Hornets warming up. A couple of guys on the sidelines, including Grayson Banker, who is the kicker, knowing that he might be called upon here in some capacity as the Hornet drive continues. 5 yard loss again, or I should say 3 yard loss to the 25. Second down, 13. 7:09 remaining in the opening quarter of football. A motion man for the Hornets, wide left. Three man on the short side. Back to throw is Shep. They're coming after him. He's going to run it. Right side, nowhere to go. He's a little bit closer to the first down stick. Didn't get it. But a good run by the quarterback, Jaden Shep. Going to be third and close. Wow. The officials eyeball it. They say he didn't get it. So third down. Raggetts on the stop for the Hornets. Shep with the good run. And now the play comes from the near side. Hornets will try to convert and keep this drive alive. Richland Center to the line of scrimmage. Three men wide to the left side. Lancaster out in man coverage. Shep will operate out of the shotgun. He's about 5 yards away from the center. There's the snap from Kleppe. Shep rolls to the left side. Then a little shovel pass and incomplete. Trying to get it to Brady Dosh and incomplete. That'll bring up fourth down. Shep saw the play. Kind of a nice designed play. Had the connection been made, Dosh would have had a few yards perhaps. So they're bringing out the field goal kicker, it seems. The kicker is Grayson Banker. Out of the hold of Wes Bosworth. So let's see where they kick it from. It's right around the 39. The placement is made. Kick is on the way, and it is no good. That was a try of about a 37-yard field goal. It is no good. And the Hornets kept them scoring. Field goal try goes a little bit low and wide to the left. So the Arrows will take over, ball around the 25-yard line, their own. An impressive drive by Richland Center in that opening quarter, but certainly nothing to show for it now. So the Hornets switch over to defense. Lancaster is led by their signal caller, and Nolan Wolf, the senior, leading the troops out of the huddle. The line is set. They have two men wide left, two men wide right, with a single running back. And Wolf barking out the signals. There's the snap. Runs to the right side. Now plants to throw. Airs one out. Man wide open. And it is caught and dropped. Taylor Williams had it in his hands right around the 40-yard line. And he gets up and is a little shaken up on the play, it seems. So he slides down, and the trainer comes out. So Wolf showing that strong arm, and they had beaten the Hornets big time, but the connection was not made. Here's a chance for us to look at the Hornet defenders tonight. Defensive line includes Isaac Gauld and Devin Harris. Linebackers are Brenton Baker, Brady Dosh, and Jake Schlamm. Also the linebackers, Kaizan Schwitzenberg, Liam Fingerson, Brenton Baker, and Brady Dosh. And the D-backs include Jaden Shep. So the trainers looking at the receiver who is down. Looks like he's kind of favoring his right leg. Lancaster's offense led by quarterback Nolan Wolf, Samaje Benson in the backfield, and Brennan Gildersleeve, also joined by Devin Clark in the backfield. The Lancaster line includes T.J. Nelson, the center. The guards are Connor Brewer and Evan Bequar. And the tackles are Brady Lovinger and Preston Clements. Injury time continues. Clock has stopped. 5:49 remaining in the opening quarter. It is nothing-nothing. Lancaster and Richland Center. We'll be right back with more from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Chinwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cowl clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chinwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chinwood Electric.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be. On the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back. The injured Lancaster player is still being attended to at the 40-yard line. The trainer is out, and so this game is paused for the time being. That gives us a chance for the first time tonight to look at the Filmy flip phone, Y-Connect mobile nationwide phone. We're going big time tonight. Let's see. We have Darlington 7-0 over East Dubuque Southwestern. That is 7-0 Darlington. Fenimore leading Benton, 7-0. Pecatonica Argyle, 8. Iowa Grant, 0. That's in the first quarter. And Wisconsin Dells, 7-0 over Adams Friendship. That is in the first quarter as well. So some scores early on. Not much happening in terms of a lot of the other area teams. Some of them just getting underway as we speak. This one with 5:49 remaining in the opening quarter of area high school football. And no score in the contest. We'll be on the air with action coming up on Tuesday night when Richland Center and River Valley meet in high school volleyball. We will have that call and look forward to the action coming your way. We had volleyball last night as Lancaster was at River Valley area volleyball. We had a chance to call that match, and Lancaster winning it 3-2. The Richland Center volleyball team had an exciting one with Platteville last night, and that went up to a 3-2 Platteville victory. So good stuff. And then Tuesday, of course, we'll have that. We'll be here for the first time covering soccer this year. That will be on Thursday night of next week when River Valley takes on Richland Center at Avitus Rip Field. Then we have action coming up for you next week. We'll be in the Scenic Bluffs Conference for a key showdown between Ithaca and Cashton. That's the sports schedule for the next week. Well, the injured Lancaster player now will be carted off with, they bring out the gator that belongs to Richland Center. They've called for that, so they will take him from the field and for further observation. So that's too bad. It was a pass play, and the pass was a little low. He came back for it, sliding in there, didn't make the catch, but evidently injured himself. There was no contact or anything, but when he was stretching to reach it, he kind of turned the wrong way. Now he is up in his own, on his feet. So let's see if the cart is actually needed. I think they're going to try to walk him off. Nonetheless, and that is Taylor Williams, number one, for the Lancaster Arrows. So they're going to take him back toward the cart. Nice round of applause from both sides here. They might be looking at, I thought it was maybe a lower body injury, but they might be looking at up around the shoulder. So as they take him from the field, we wish him the best. Richland Center and Lancaster meeting, again, have not, Richland Center has not won since back in, 17 years gone by. And these Arrows are always tough, no doubt about it. And there were a few years where the conference decided to try to get an extra conference game in or two just to make it a regular conference, and they would play a team twice. So, and it would rotate. It seemed like it would rotate. But there were quite a few years where it seemed like Richland Center had to play Lancaster twice in a conference season, and that's not an enviable task, but I think that was one of the seasons when Brady Ewing was, let me see, he would have been a junior or senior, but Richland Center won, but then lost the second time against Lancaster. Both were pretty good games, but luckily they kind of went away from that. It's tough to play a conference team during the regular season twice. When you get to the playoffs, that's maybe a little bit different story. We're back to action now. Clock will resume. 5:49 remaining here in the opening quarter. Scoreless ball game. Lancaster with the ball in its own 23. Hornets showing blitz. There's the snap. Wolf is back to throw. Airs this one out, going long, and it is caught. And a first down big time into Richland Center territory at the 40-yard line on a grab by Samaje Vincent. He is fast, and the Arrows move the chains with one big throw right there. So the chains will advance. Fletcher Harper made the tackle. Second down and 10 yards to go, waiting for the sticks to arrive and get stretched out. Here we go. Wolf takes it from the shotgun, fumbled it, now picks it up. It's loose on the field, and I think the Arrows got back on it. Quite a pile of players, and, yeah, Wolf got on it. Loses some yardage. Second down and 14 yards to go for the Arrows in Richland Center territory at the 44-yard line. Clock moving down to 5 minutes. Awaiting the snap will be Wolf out of the shotgun. He's got a running back to his right. Everybody else out in pass formation. He fakes the handoff, now runs it himself on a bootleg around the end and ushered out of bounds by the Hornets, but a gain for the Arrows. Getting back the loss of yardage on the fumble, plus some, so it'll be a gain of about eight. Third down, 7 yards to go for the Lancaster Arrows in Richland Center territory. Lancaster looking at it now from the near side. And they'll move up to the line now. Third down and 7 from the Richland Center. 37-yard line. Hornets showing blitz again. Wolf takes it, and a flag flies. He's going to keep it himself. Gaping hole up the middle, cuts to the right. Still going now. Brought down with a touchdown-saving tackle by Dosh. Let's see what the tackle will be, or what the penalty will be. It is a false start against Lancaster. So the play is nullified. It will come back the other way. They'll talk it over with the Hornet captain, but not for long. So back from the original line of scrimmage, and then a 5-yard penalty. It'll bring up third down and about 12 yards to go for the Arrows, who go no huddle now as they head to the football. Each team has had a possession here. This quarter is going by quickly. 4.5 to play in the opening frame. Last week I had the River Valley Dodgeville game, and I think there were already like 4 scores by now. This one could be more of a defensive battle, as Coach Troxell said. Third down and 12, awaiting the snap from center. There is Wolf. Fakes the handoff. He's back to throw. They're coming after him. He throws. It's complete. Wide open over the middle, and the Arrows get around with some nifty running. There's a flag as the running back is out of bounds around the 20-yard line. Caught by Brendan Gildersleeve. Ushered out of bounds by the Hornets. Jake Schlamm helping. That is a holding penalty, so the Arrows not helping themselves here so far in the game. After a good gainer, that was a well-played pass play. The Hornet line going through, and it wasn't a true screen, it didn't look like, but they were biting on going after the quarterback, and the wide-open receiver over the middle out of the backfield was left alone. Third down and about 4 yards to go for the Arrows after the holding penalty. Awaiting a snap is Wolf. There it is. Looks to the right. Now guns it. He's got a wide open man who waits for it. Catches it. First down to the 10, to the 5, and ushered out of bounds by Fletcher Harper. Grabbed there by Quentin Pussell.
First down out of bounds by Harper.
It will be a first down and then some, and it looks like it'll be first and 10, if I'm looking at that right. No, I mean first and goal, I should say. Inside the 10-yard line, first and goal for the Arrows. Now knocking on the doorstep, and a whistle sounds, and the Hornets will use a defensive timeout. Hornets and Arrows scoreless for the Arrows now in good field shape, as they are looking to try to punch one in against the Hornets. Southwest Wisconsin Conference football coming your way tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
On September 15th, the Richland Hospital and Clinics will host an event celebrating 100 years of serving our community. Join us for a free 5K, walk or run, food, live music, and cake at the Killian Meyer Building in Richland Center. Visit the events page on our website for full details. Thank you for entrusting the Richland Hospital and Clinics with your care in these last 100 years. We hope to see you there.
A look at the Phil Nee flip phone, Y-Connect Mobile nationwide phone. We have scores. River Valley leading Broadhead. Judah 6-0 first quarter. Wazika Steuben 7-0 up on Riverdale. Blackhawk Warren 8-0 over Boscobel. Fenimore and Benton are tied at 7. New Glarus leads Dodgeville 15-0. Viroqua 7-0 over Arcadia. And the Dells leading Adams Friendship 14-0. First and goal for the Arrows inside the 10-yard line of Richland Center here in the opening quarter of football. And the Arrows have a man late getting out there. Part of it probably could have been the injury because you're missing a starter. So they rush out a wide receiver. And a first and goal going. Here goes the long snap count. And Wolf hands off. Running play off left tackle. Bounds his way down near the goal line. And a touchdown for the Arrows. Lancaster. Samaj Benson gets the score. Running off left tackle and gets his way into the end zone. We'll see about the extra point try for the Arrows. Looks like they're going to try a offset line and see what happens here with the kicker and holder lining up behind. The holder is Toy Raggetts, and the kicker is Nolan Wolf. They were faking going for two. Now the offset line gets back into position, and they will attempt the extra point kick here to try to make it a 7-0 start. Long snap count. Placement is made. Kick is on the way, and the kick is good. 7-0 Lancaster. 3:39 remaining in the opening quarter of area high school football from WRCO Sports.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Glad to have you along for football, whether you're watching it or listening to it on the radio, whatever the case might be. We're here, and a nice drive by Lancaster, set up by a couple of long plays. The Arrows have been the worst for wear in penalties so far, but still able to strike gold and get the first 7. The Hornets, with a nice opening drive, missed a field goal on their opening drive. So both teams have had the ball once, and now the Hornets will get it for a second time. Kick to the left side, and the Hornets heading up to the 20. 25, there's a flag flying, and Shep breaks away. He's still got a little room. Shep cuts back across the field. He could go all the way. Shep down to the 30, the 20, the 10, and a touchdown, but there is a flag. Oh, my goodness. Hornets celebrating. The officials will talk about it. Boy, what a run by Shep. Oh, no. Coming back. Oh, my goodness. Well, hopefully they keep it on film anyway. It was a nice run. I'm not sure if the holding resulted directly in him getting free. Sometimes it does have a matter, and sometimes it doesn't. Could be away from the play, but that hurts. Man, that would have been a momentum swing, and the Hornets coming right back. They returned one last week against Prairie du Chien. So the special teams, coached by Brady Ewing, have made some plays. That one just missed. So the assessed penalty marked from the 30, and they'll put it back to the 20-yard line. So for the second time in a row, the Hornets will start at their own 20-yard line. Blackhawk Warren leading Boscobel 16-6 in the first quarter. New Glarus now up on Dodgeville 22-0 in the first quarter. First and 10, Hornets operating from their own 20-yard line. Shep, the quarterback, Kleppy, the center. There's the snap and a handoff to the halfback. Dosh dives across the 20 to around the 22-yard line. Several on the stop for the Arrows. Devin Clark, number 22, coming up through the middle. And number 23, Brady McCartney. Second down and 8 yards to go for the Hornets. Just less than 3 minutes remaining in the opening quarter of football tonight. Hornets will split out two men to the near side. Fletcher Harper comes out wide. Liam Fingerson as well. Shep will operate out of the shotgun. Long snap count. Bosworth in motion from the far side, and flags fly. Hornets with a illegal procedure penalty. Backs it up 5 yards.
Illegal procedure against Richland Center.
That pushes it back. Leif Carlson, you may hear him in the background. Penalty. Welcome back to the PA. He does a good job. So the Hornets now with a second down and long. Shep and Schwitzenberg hustle to the huddle, and now Richland Center will set up shop. Second down, and they mark it 13 yards to go for a first down. Ball is on the Richland Center 17-yard line. Sheff barking out the signals. There's the snap. He backs up to the 10-yard line. Good blocking ahead of him. Now going to try to run it himself and cuts across the field. Sheff is spun around and goes down out to the 21-yard line. So a long way to get, only about 4 yards. And that will bring up a third down. Brady McCartney on the stop again for the Lancaster Flying Arrows. Probably count on one hand the number of wins Richland Center's had against Lancaster. That, for that matter, several teams in the conference have had against Lancaster over the years. But when you do have them, you celebrate them. Broadcasting, I remember a few. Remember the late 90s game in which the Hornets were down, I believe it was 23-0 at halftime, and came back and won the game. And the year the Hornets went to state, they lost at Lancaster. I think that was their only loss until we got to the state tournament game, the state championship. Timeout is going to be used by Richland Center. We have a minute 4 remaining in the first quarter. 7-0 Lancaster leading Richland Center here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Seats Incorporated is a proud sponsor of local high school sports. Over 65 years ago, Seats began in Reedsburg with 7 employees. Now, they're proud to employ over 500, including over 50 in Richland Center. Seats Incorporated, a member of the Nordic Group of Companies, is a South Central Wisconsin multi-plant manufacturer specializing in transportation seating products for both on- and off-highway applications. To apply, visit SeatsInc.com. Seats Incorporated, Reedsburg and Richland Center.
Thanks to our sponsors, the WRCO Sports Boosters. Tonight, Phil Me with you on a Friday night. Great to be here. We're just getting warmed up. Prairie du Chien leads Platteville 17-0 after one. It was one of the games we kind of tabbed as the potential for being a really good one tonight. So far, it's been all Prairie. And all Arcadia, 16-0 over Maroquois. Third down, 10 to go for the Hornets from the 21-yard line, their own. Shep operating out of the shotgun, and somebody jumped on the right side. And the Hornets will back up 5 more yards. Well, that takes away any momentum that you are able to generate, and the Hornets going the other way. Third and 15 for Richland Center. Big football this weekend. The Badgers tomorrow. Kickoff time at 11 against Alabama. 16.5-point underdogs. Well, they might do better than that. We'll hope anyway. Third and 15. Back to throw is Shep. Rolling near side. They're coming after him again. The running quarterback is going to cut ahead. Spun around and dropped right around the 23-yard line. So he went a long way. Shep's got a really good running style at quarterback. And got away for a few yards, but well short of the first down. Fourth and about 7 yards to go for Richland Center, and they're bringing out the punter. The punt unit is out. Getting set to do the honors is Liam Fingerson. Good snap, and he'll boom this one. Liam makes the Lancaster man call fair catch, and he dropped it and then falls on it. Nolan Wolf fell on it right around the 31-yard line. So Richland Center, so far their history with the ball, the field goal that was missed, and now they punted it away for Lancaster at its second possession of the night. The Arrows take over with just 21 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Wazika Steuben-Seneca leading Riverdale 14-0. That is in the first half at Pickering Park. Whistle sounds, and the Arrows now will start up. Clock will start on the snap of the football. Wolf operating out of the shotgun. There it is, and now he'll roll this way. Hornets coming after him, and the pass is incomplete. Osh was coming after him strong, and so was James McGowan. Benson, the intended receiver, covered by Duncan Harper and by Liam Fingerson. That stops the clock with 17 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Second down, Arrows. Lancaster looking it over. Second down and 10 yards to go. Ball marked around their own 33-yard line. Nolan Wolf barking out the signals, and there is the snap. He'll air one out on the near side, and it is caught, and yes, hauled in. What a catch by number 24, Aiden Houck. First down, Lancaster, with 11 seconds remaining in the first. Hornets had it covered up pretty well. Duncan Harper was right on him. Somehow the quarterback got it just over the defender. First and 10, Lancaster. They're into Richland Center territory with one big swing. 46-yard line. There's the snap. Wolf fakes the handoff, rolling to the right side. Now throws on the run, caught over the middle, and Gildersleeve turns into traffic, moves and grooves. First down. Down to the Richland Center 30 to the 28-yard line. Tackled by 24, Liam Fingerson. That's the final play of the first quarter. This Arrow team looking impressive on offense. And the Hornets trying to slow them down here. 7-0 Lancaster after one quarter on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate, 647-6145.
Fall into savings with this month's specials at All American Do It Center. Now through September 30th, but only while supplies last. Save over 50% and get a two-pack of mechanical mousetraps for only $3.99. Or save $10 on an 8x10 medium-duty poly tarp. Now just $9.99. Save with the September specials of the month. Shop online at allamericandoitcenter.com in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center. All American.
Welcome back to Avitus Rip Field. It is a 7-0 Lancaster lead, a fresh 12 on the clock. And getting ready now with a first down from the 29-yard line of Richland Center. The Arrows moving the ball pretty regularly now and mostly through the air. Nolan Wolf shouting out the signal. The Hornets trying to scramble into position. Now a quarterback option rolls and keeps it himself off left tackle. And he's across the 30 down to the 28-yard line. Brady Dosh on the stop. Lancaster doing an awful lot of kind of that no-huddle stuff, up-tempo stuff, keeping their opponent a little off caliber right now. Hornet defenders scrambling, and this Lancaster team with a lot of speed. We've not seen Samaje Benson just really break one out. He had a 7-yard touchdown run, but he's the guy they're really trying to keep in front, keep somebody on him all the time. Second down and about 9 yards to go for the Arrows in Richland Center territory from the 28-yard line. Wolf shouting out the signals. There's the snap from center. Handoff, running play. Arrows dive to the 26. Not much. Wes Bosworth coming out of the pack there. Makes the tackle. And James McGowan as well. That'll bring up a third down and 7 yards to go. Arrows going no huddle, just looking to the sideline for a glimpse from the coach. Now a third down play. Wolf looking it over. Hornet line digging in. They've got up linebackers, three of them across the middle. Hornets trying to slow him down here. Third down and 7. Long snap count. And now Wolf back to throw. Plants. Fires this way. It is knocked away. Intercepted by Richland Center's Fletcher Harper. He's coming back to the 20, 25, and pushed out of bounds. Harper with an acrobatic play. Knocked it up in the air with one hand and then caught it. And runs it back the other way. So an INT in the Hornet defense turns him away. Richland Center will have the ball for its third possession of the evening. That'll be a first down at the 30, Richland Center's own 30-yard line. Great play. Good coverage by Richland Center. And Wolf not afraid to throw it into coverage, kind of relying on his receivers to find the way or get under it or get to it. But that time, Harper made a tremendous play. First down, 10 yards to go. 10-18 remaining in the first half, 7-0 Lancaster in the lead. The Hornets up to the football. Ball marked at the 29. Their own. operating out of the shotgun, Jaden Shep. Bosworth in motion. Now quarterback option. Jaden runs it himself. Nowhere to pitch it to, so he'll just take it. And now the whistle blows the play dead. Jaden got maybe a yard on the play. Brody Krubel on the play for the Arrows. Second down play for Richland Center. Back to the drawing board again. The Hornets really like to kind of control the tempo, and while the ball is in their hands, why not take a little time? Keep it out of Lancaster's hands as long as you can. A lot of youth cheerleaders here tonight, along with the high school. It's also Parents' Night for the Richland Center High School Band. They will be introduced at halftime. Second down and 9 yards to go. Awaiting the snap. There's the pitch from Shep going to Dosh. Brady trying to get around the edge. Flag flies. Brady is pushed out of bounds around the 36-yard line. Lancaster reading the coverage. Samaje Benson escorts him out. The official coming to the near side and making the call. It's a hold against Richland Center. That will back it up a few. So it goes back to the 20-yard line.
Second down
and about 20 yards to go for the Hornets as the play is ushered in from the near side. Kaizan Schwitzenberg with the play, and Shep joins him in the huddle. Richland Center looking it over. Second down and long to go. Ball is marked at the 20 of Richland Center. The line is set. One man wide to the right side, and there's the snap from center. Hornets fumble, and somebody got it. I think it was Shep. Yeah, Shep got back on it. It looked like they were going to run a sort of counter play, and the handoff was not clean, and then Shep got on it. So it's a loss of yardage. Third down, and about 23 to go for Richland Center. 8:31 remaining in the first half. Coming up at halftime, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. We have lots of sports to talk about, including cross country. Richland Center Ithaca cross country runners, and lots of them from around the state and outside the state, will be at River Valley's Invitational tomorrow. We'll hear from Coach Eric Mindum at halftime. Third and 23, snap to Shep from the shotgun. Jaden Rush from the pocket. They're coming after him, and he is going to be pummeled at the 5-yard line. Wow. Four Lancaster players led by Devin Clark coming back on the quarterback, and Lancaster makes the play. 28, Nolan Hankey back there as well. Fourth down and halfway to Hub City for Richland Center. The ball is back at the 6-yard line, their own. 35 yards for a first down, and now the Hornets will be punting from near the back of the end zone. Awaiting the snap. Fingerson, it's a high snap. Oh, goes up and gets it and then gets it away. It's a low punt. It will roll, and Lancaster gets away from it. Fortunately, the Hornets will get a little bit of roll, and that one goes out to the 47-yard line. So after the Richland Center punt, the Arrows, for their third possession, will take over just in Richland Center territory at the 47-yard line. Thanks for joining us. Tim Thede is our engineer tonight. I'm Phil Nee, and we have football for week number 4, Friday night football, all kinds of scores from throughout the state coming up this evening from 10 until 11. First down, Arrows. Ball marked to the Richland Center 47-yard line. The center is TJ Nelson, ready to snap the ball. Awaiting the snap from center, long snap count. And there it is. Wolf back to throw, and then guns went over the middle. It is caught, now picked off almost by Harper. It came behind him. He got a hand on it, and a flag flies. So the flag flying, the Hornets, Wes Bosworth, was back in coverage as well. Harper just about got his second pick. They're going to call pass interference against the Hornets. And I believe that was for some contact. May have been Wes Bosworth, but does not matter. Someone bumped the receiver, they say. So that will be a big play for the Arrows. We'll mark it inside the Richland Center 30 at the 29-yard line. 7:10 remaining in the first half of high school football tonight. Mouth guard in for Wolf, looking it over. He's got three to the stadium side, two to the far side, high school side. And now he'll back off. Peyton Hale to his right, the running back. Hornets showing blitz. There's the snap. Handoff, running play up the gut. Diving in to the 25-yard line is the running back. And that was Peyton Hale. Lancaster going no huddle. Second down and 5 yards to go. So Hale getting a good chunk of yardage. Second and five. Senior Nolan Wolf awaits. There's the snap. He'll throw one left side, caught now, and moving upfield is Samaje Benson, and they're going to be close to a first down. Inside, and he will get a first down around the 15-yard line. So pushed out of bounds. Gain of about 8 yards on the play. Duncan Harper escorts him out of bounds. Lancaster trying to build on its 7-0 lead here over the Hornets as we near the halftime mark. Long snap count. Lancaster again in the passing mode, throwing it caught behind the line of scrimmage. Now Gildersleeve moves upfield, gets a block down around the goal line, dives in for a Lancaster touchdown. There is a flag on the play, though. And it's going to be a call against Lancaster. That would have been an amazing highlight reel touchdown there. Good effort by the receiver as he dove in there. So the penalty will be marked against Lancaster and take the touchdown away. They call it a personal foul. So it'll be the 15-yard variety. That'll push the arrows way back. Boy, each team has had a touchdown call back. The Hornets with a kickoff return that was called back for a holding. That would have been a big play. We'd be tied right now. The Arrows missed their chance at a second touchdown. First down from the 29. Wolf nowhere to go. Now stands and plants, throws it incomplete. Intended for Dane Kaufman. Brady Dosh in coverage for the Hornets. Just under 6 minutes remaining here. First half coming down to the wire here for the Arrows and the Hornets. Lancaster, I know, will soak up just about every ounce of action. They don't generally go conservative. They're playing well tonight, and why not? Throw the ball around a lot. Second down from the 29-yard line. There's the snap to Wolf. Rolls again to the right side. They're coming after him. He'll throw it. It's incomplete. Great pressure by the Hornets. Jake Schlamm, who just about got to the quarterback. Also back there was Kaizen Schwitzenberg. Third down. Third and about 25 after the loss of yardage on the personal foul. Ball remains at the Richland Center 29-yard line. The Arrows looking for a big-time play here. Third down from the 29 at Richland Center. Hale on the right side of the quarterback. Wolf will take the shotgun snap. Long snap count. There it is. He backs off to the 35. Now the Hornets coming after him. And stepping up and throwing on the run. Wolf, it's caught on the left side there by Gildersleeve, and he is hit and dropped right around the 21-yard line. Lancaster got a little bit of the penalty yardage back, but not enough. That'll bring up fourth down and about 19. Brady Dosh brings him down. And the Arrows, I was thinking they might attempt a field goal, but still maybe a little bit long. So fourth down in Richland Center territory. Ball shy of the 20-yard line at Richland Center. Wolf with a long snap count. There it is. Fakes the handoff. Now they're coming after him. It's tipped at the line of scrimmage and knocked down. Hey, nice play. Bosworth got pressure on him. And it might have been fingers. Somebody got a hand on that ball. I'd like to see the Fox replay, but we don't have it. Good pressure by Bosworth. And Okay, Kaizen Schwitzenberg is what Leif Carlson says. I couldn't tell. Somebody had the hands up. So the Hornets will take over on downs. Lancaster turns it back. 7-0, the score stays. This will be the fourth Richland Center possession. They've missed a field goal, and they have punted twice during that time. So 5:07 remaining in the second quarter. Richland Center football trailing 7-0. Bosworth in motion, awaiting the snap. Now Shep pitches on the quarterback option. Trying to break the corner is Dosh. Lays across the 25, and a flag flies late. Dosh brought down by several of the arrows, including number zero, Toy Regans. Flag was in the Lancaster defensive secondary. Personal foul, and that is against Lancaster. Personal foul, possibly leading with the head, I think is what they were signaling. So that will help the Richland Center cause. Moving it out to around the 43-yard line. That's where it will land. Helping out the Hornets, giving them some good field position. As we mentioned, it's band parents' night. I don't recall a lot of schools doing that, but that's a great thing. There are a number of parents, a lot of students in band here. Saw the list. That's a long list. First down and 10, handoff to Dosh, breaks off right side. Bangs his way across the 45 to the 46 of Richland Center. Brady Dosh has been a real durable runner for Richland Center. Toy Raggett's on the stop. That brings up second down and 5 yards to go for the Hornets. Avery McGlynn with the play from the near side for the Hornets, and they will hit committee. 4:19 remaining here in the first half of football. 7-0 Lancaster. Ball just across the 45-yard line at the 46. Awaiting the snap from center is Shep. There's the shotgun snap. Hand off to the first man through, trying to make his way. That was Bosworth. And he is driven back by Jackson Seifel. No gain on the play. Or perhaps a loss. Third down and 7 now to go for the Hornets. Richland Center ushering the plays from the near side. Game has gone well tonight. One injury, one of the Lancaster players injured and taken by the Gator to the sidelines tonight. Never like to see that. We're going to have one of the Hornet players come out with an equipment issue, I believe. Liam Fingerset. Duncan Harper is into the lineup then. Third down and 7 yards to go for the Hornets. Ball resting at the 44-yard line. Braden Kleppe, the center. Evan Beckwar and Connor Brewer, Preston Clements, and Brady Lovinger along the line for the Hornets. Third down play. There's the snap. Hand off for the running back. Dosh pulls his way to the 50 and then into Lancaster territory. He may have gotten the first down. Good run. Some good blocking in ahead of him there. It was Aiden Cook helping to lead the way. Nice job. That'll bring up a first down for Richland Center. So some really good blocking there. Coming in is Jaden Shep with the running back Avery McGlynn. First down for the Hornets. And Richland Center breaks huddle. Again, the ball in Lancaster territory at the 48-yard line. Hornets trying to stop that big Lancaster line mentioned and try to keep them at bay. Richland Center watching the clock and letting it go a little bit. Now 2:27 remaining in the opening half of football. There's the snap. Hand off, running play. And they'll bust their way to around the 45-yard line of Lancaster. That was Bosworth. Following the blocking of Aiden Cook and Ethan Bindle. Bruce Salazar, Abe Bosworth on the line as well for the Hornets. Battling against Clements, Brewer, and Beckwar, and Lovinger, and Nelson. Third down and for the Hornets. About 7 yards to go for a first down. 1:50 remaining in the half. Snap to Shep. Rolling near side. Cuts back to the right. Up the gut. Not much there. And brought down by the Lancaster Arrows. Hornets might have gained a yard.
Step on the carry. Gain of one.
Third down and around 5 yards to go for a first down.
Tackle by Hankey.
We'll be talking a little bit about cross country at halftime, and also we'll update you on football across the state. New Glarus leading Dodgeville 30-6 in the second. Fenimore 21-7 over Benton Scales Mound. Blackhawk 38, Boscobel 6 among the most recent scores. Third down, Shep back to throw from the midfield line. Plants nowhere to go now, tries to break out of there, throws on the run. Caught by the Hornets at the 40-yard line. And the receiver is tackled immediately. Bosworth on the catch. And brought down there by Hankey. Whistles will sound. Timeout. Hornets, 53 seconds remaining in the half. 7-0, the Lancaster Flying Arrows. High school football coming your way tonight live, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
It's a close ball game here. The Hornets holding their own, trying to keep things going here against the Lancaster Arrows. Both teams have made a few mistakes along the way. Otherwise, this game could easily be 14-7, but a couple of penalties that were big. Bangor leading Ithaca 10-0 at half tonight. That score just in, so Bangor up on the Bulldogs, trying to find a way against a tough Scenic Bluffs opponent. Also, Ezekiel Steuben-Seneca leading Riverdale 21-0. That is at the halftime. We're back to action. Fourth and short yardage for the Hornets from the 40-yard line. There's the snap. Handoff, a running play. Not much. Lancaster drags him down behind the line of scrimmage. Great play by Devin Clark. There was nowhere to go for Brady Dosh, who comes up a little bit lame after running that football, so the Hornets turn it over on downs. Excellent stop by the Lancaster defense, and the Arrows will take over for a fourth possession. Now, if you're Richland Center, you've worked this hard, you only have a touchdown deficit, and you don't want to give them something here at the end there, some long play, which they are perfectly capable of. Wolf will look it over. The line is set. Nelson, the center. Hornets showing a blitz up the middle, awaiting the snap. There's Wolf. Handoff for the Arrows in a running play, and he is bear hugged at about the 45-yard line. So a gain of 3 yards. Timeout Lancaster with 43 seconds to play here in this first half. Again, an excellent crowd on hand. Kudos to Richland Center. And, of course, it does help to have specialty nights. The last time we were here, they had youth football night, so that brings in a lot of parents, grandparents, and the youth. Tonight it's youth cheerleading night, and again, band parents night, so lots of things to celebrate this evening. The Filney flip phone, Y-Connect mobile nationwide. Well, let's see, what do we have here? Arcadia leading Viroqua 24-7. Fenimore up in Benton Scales Mound 21-7. River Valley up 14-0 on Broadhead Judah at last word. Timeout is over. Lancaster back to the football. Wolf looking it over, awaiting the snap from center out of the shotgun. Hornets showing some blitz. Here goes the running back, quarterback. Wolf back to throw. He's going to roll to the left side. Caught and immediately out of bounds is the receiver. That was a catch for about 7 yards. So Peyton Hale with the catch. Duncan Harper pushes him out of bounds, and that stops the clock with 38 seconds. Lancaster trying to inch its way across the midfield line. They're about at the 49, their own. Third down play. Wolf with a single running back to his right side, awaiting the snap, and there it is. Quarterback option. Wolf trying to run it himself. Escapes one tackler, stumbles, and gets a first down. All the way to the 45 of Richland Center. It looked like he was going to be stopped short. And then he kind of stumbled and rumbled and got first down. And it's another timeout for the Arrows. That stops the clock with 31 seconds remaining here in the first half. High school football just ahead of a great weekend. Southwest Wisconsin. Lots of things going on.